This is 4 Network.
This is Sex Rated.
Hi, welcome along to episode 10 of the Sex Rated podcast. It's episode 10, Lisa, which means it's the final one in the season.
No.
I know.
Tell all your friends to go and download it quickly and we might get some more.
Yeah, exactly. Download them from the very start. They're a laugh a minute. What have you enjoyed about Sex Rated? We should do like a little best bits. What's been our favourite bits of Sex Rated?
So when sexy Megan, is that right?
Saucy Megan.
Our sauce pot. When she came in and she was talking about snacks in between being a cam girl and, you know, doing all your, hi, this is Saucy Megan. And you were talking about what snacks she could have. She opts for a biscuit. And you said, what about a pickled onion monster munch?
Go to bed or wherever you need to be for it. And I would have snacks. Snacks is a key. I'd have a packet of Monster Munch and maybe a bar of chocolate, because that'll give you energy. And I'd maybe have something like a wee cocktail sausages or a wee Diddly Dunkers, so that you've got something.
That is the oddest
combination
of snacks.
These are good.
For a start, a Monster Munch makes your fingers stink pickled onion. Now,
you don't want it to rub in now for your fanny.
No.
That's going to stink.
But you can be a wee pickled onion monster munch. Love them.
But there's a time and a place. And it seems like when you're about to ferret with your genitals, that's not the time to be having pickled fingers.
Yeah, maybe a little bit nippy. Do you know what I absolutely love from the very first time we got together? I love how you turn every conversation with every guest, how you manage to somehow get them to talk about their Hoover.
It's never been intentional. It just seems to pop out.
Everybody, even when Sage came on, oh, what kind of Hoover? Because she wanted a Hoover on her wish list. You managed to get chat out of her about a Hoover. Every guest turns to Hoover in her housework, or you just become Lisa the mum, mumsy Lisa. I love it.
I usually put like shoes, outfits. I've had like, I've put a Hoover on there at one point.
Oh, I love a Hoover.
See,
what Hoover you got?
No one's got me that yet. So if anyone wants to buy me my Hoover, on my wish list.
If anyone wants to buy me a Hoover. So I mean, just a minute. I love a Hoover.
Yeah, so do I.
Right, so I've gone for the Shark. It's absolutely brilliant. The suction on that dog.
Did you have to put that on my wish list? Shark, is it?
Are you going to give me some tactical lines to use?
I would go
What kind of Hoover do you use, Duck? That's what your bloody question will be.
No, it says Shark. He's good for a quid, because that's a good one.
I'm a Dyson myself.
Are you a Dyson? Yeah. Like, she said that, John, don't edit that out. I didn't bring the Hoover chat. What, are you handheld, like, or are you like it on the cord?
I've got the Dyson, the yellow and grey one. Is it an animal? Is it a Dyson animal?
Has it got the ball?
Yeah.
Oh, I just find that ball, it's a bit heavy.
You can shuggle it up. We should have seen me try to do my stairs yesterday. That's why I'm going to get a handheld one.
You get the handheld, or you get a rucker sucker, and it's like a rucksack bag.
You look
like a
Ghostbuster.
Yeah, like a Ghostbuster.
Has it got the ball? Shut up. This is the Sex Rated podcast.
Kirsty started it. She talked about a Hoover.
I'm not sorry.
So there you go. Even though it's called Sex Rated, Lisa somehow manages to turn it into a housework-based podcast.
I think was more than what's just been played. I feel like I've talked about Hoovers a lot more than that.
I think we've
shaved it off by 50%.
Yeah, if we got the whole package of you talking about Hoovers, that would be one podcast in itself. It'd be about 45 minutes or something. For the final time, I think we need to go down the route we always go down on Sex Rated. How has your week been for sex, Lisa? What's been happening?
Ducky, you're going to be surprised by this.
Ooh.
But I've been away for a few days, so not counting that, I've had sex every single day.
Shut the front door.
I've purposely done it. And
built it up for the last one. Woo! Chris is knackered.
Do you know what? Well, so to start with, he thought, hey, easy tiger. And on about day 7, he weren't bothered. He'd lost his steam, shall we say. And he were like a bit of, and what was dead funny is I'm like, come on, Mr. Anytime, any place. And he's like, is this how it feels like when women just don't want to put out?
That's amazing, by the way. Are you feeling okay about it, or are you actually getting to that point where you think, I'm just going to do it so I can say to Lynn, I've done it every night? Or are you actually enjoying doing it every day?
No, I did. I think the more you do it, the more you want to do it. I think that's a genuine thing, actually. When some of my friends say they're going through a dry spell, I always go, put out a bit more and you'll want a bit more. So, yeah, I've enjoyed it, Lynn. I'm going to be a once a dayer.
Is this going to continue?
I think so. Well, we'll never know unless there's more sex rated to come.
So download them all from the very first one. Mine has been a little bit on and off. There's not been much action, but we've been so busy. There's been a lot going on.
I think your foot has turned him off.
Well, I think my foot has put me off because I am feeling really crap because I've obviously got a sore ankle. It's been like this for a couple of weeks now. When I fell over, I sprained it and it's still so swollen. And I feel like I'm just not up for anything. I feel crap. I'm eating rubbish. I can't exercise. And when I get into bed at night, I'm just trying to get pillows to prop up my big fat ankle. And it's really making me feel crap. We have had a couple of ones. Yeah. Just wee quickies, but you know, that's been about it. There is a drunken weekend coming up though, so that always makes for a good bit of sex, good bedroom action. It's always a bit wild in the bedroom. Woo!
And you sent Sam up into the loft.
Yes.
And what did he come down with? Because very kindly you put the picture on the group chat. Maybe producer John can, spring it up for everyone to see and we'll just have that as a post on Sex Rated.
Oh, lovely.
But what was the image that you sent us?
So remember way back in the beginning, I talked about my Miss Massage outfit. We talked about dressing up and I'd said, oh, I do have one. I think it's up in the loft. I'll maybe get Sam to fire on up there and get it. Well, he did. And
whilst he was up looking for a Mr. Blobby costume, which is not a joke, he genuinely was.
Mr. Blobby is more accurate.
With Blobby and one hand and Miss Massage in the other.
They're both pink, very similar. And actually, it depends on what kind of weight I'm in, what kind of weight I am, then it'll be, oh, maybe it's Mr. Blobby. But actually, the Miss Massage one, I said to Sam, no fucking way is this fitting me. I'm the biggest I've ever been. You know, the drama comes on because I'm feeling crap about myself just now. And he's like, no, you're not the biggest. It'll fit you. It'll be fine.
All you needed were a tub of Vaseline and a shoehorn. Yeah. And we could have got you in that, baby.
I was surprised it zipped up to just under my boobs and then it wouldn't go any further. But even at that, I mean, it was a tight squeeze. I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't be able to do much moving about in that Miss Massage thing. I was just standing there. When I took the picture in the mirror, I had the thumbs down, but that was me breathing in. I was like, and then afterwards, the zip just went and fell down to the bottom.
To your belly button.
Yeah. So I think that's my goal now, because I did say that's how I gauge how fat I am. And clearly that means too fat. So diet is on and I'm going to get in at that Miss Massage outfit. And by the way, if we get another season out of this podcast, I will wear that for the first episode. I'm telling you right now, guys.
And I'm wearing a thong and nipple tassels.
There you go. You've heard it. Download them all. We're coming back with these fucking nipple tassels and Miss Massage outfit on. I'm going to like bang in. Because it's the last episode, Lisa, we've been told that producer John has got a surprise for us. Now, everybody that listens to our podcast, you say the same. They always mention producer John and how he needs a part in this show. And for the final one, he has a bit. He's going to come on and actually speak.
I'm scared.
Why?
Because I don't feel like he'll be kind to us because it's the last episode.
And we've
he might
not
get his own back. Think of the abuse and the, would you do that to a John? What do you think of that, John?
I know.
Now he's got, how the tables have turned.
We've not been overly kind to John, but this is John's bit. John, what is the surprise?
So, Lynn and Lisa, had this in my voice. Over the last 9 episodes, you've made me the butt of many a joke, haven't
I knew
you?
It was coming. I knew you were going to be in
haven't
for it.
You have. And since it's the final episode of this season of Sex Rated, I think it's time we learn a wee bit more about your sex life. I mean, we hear it every week, what is going to happen, but I think we need a little bit more.
Oh, no.
So we've been asking the Sex Rated listeners to give us a whole bunch of questions that they want to be asked. Now, I've got a bucket here full of those questions.
Yeah.
Not the bucket.
Now, you've got to take it in turns.
Lisa first.
To pick from the sex bucket, and you've got to answer the question until all the questions are gone. Person just has to answer the question. The other person gets to skip it.
All right. So Lisa's got to pick first, but that means I've got to answer the question.
And vice versa. And it'll keep going like that until all the questions in the bucket are
next
gone.
Next time, you'll listen to the question first, Lynn, before going, Lisa can go
just
first.
Just jumped on in there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pass the sex bucket over, and you cannot leave those microphones until every question has been answered truthfully.
John, you're a nice man. Play nice. Oh, there's a lot of questions.
John's sex bucket has been handed across.
Gosh.
There's a lot in there, John.
I know. Right, are you ready, Babs?
Yeah.
Listen, don't let him get the better of you.
Okay.
Stick those boobs out, take a deep breath, and let's do this.
Here we go.
When was the last dirty dream you had, and what happened?
Oh, do you know what? It was probably just under a year ago, and I remember this because I talked about it on my radio show at the time, and it was about Ed Sheeran.
Was it? That's
yeah. And when I say dirty, it wasn't utter filthy, but there was sexual activity in it, and it was involving Ed Sheeran. And you know how you have a dream about somebody, and then you think the next day, well, actually,
I know,
you're a bit of a babe. The next day, I thought, oh, Ed Sheeran, and that lasted for about 2 weeks. And now I just look at him and think, yeah, you're okay. But I did have a wee attraction afterwards, so that was the last time I had a dirty dream, Ed Sheeran.
Well, while you're rattling there, I just want to tell you mine. Jose Mourinho.
Oh!
And it has made me look at him different. I feel like when I see him on telly, I'm like,
oh, remember that night?
Yeah. He just doesn't remember.
Oh, right, here. Okay. Oh, there's so many in here.
Oh, God.
Right, okay, Lisa. Here we go.
I'm nervous.
Have you ever been caught in the act?
Not as in somebody walking in. Oh, do you know what? Right, I'm going to give you two quick ones there. One, me and Chris were in a caravan and one of the kids went to walk in and literally we like karate kicked the door shut because we were up against it.
Oh, so that's, lovely.
Yeah,
that sounds wild and passionate.
Yeah. And the other one, when we were really young, is Chris's mum had gone out, so we were at it upstairs and then she came back and we thought she was going to be out for longer. And Chris's mum is like really down to earth, really, you know. And she obviously just sick it because it was quite loud.
Oh.
And she just shouted upstairs, have you two got nothing better to do up there? And I think Chris would have carried on. I'm like, stop!
No.
Stop the boat.
It's so embarrassing when you have to then confront them and see them if you're sitting at the dinner table.
You have to walk downstairs and be like, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry for having sex.
Chris's mum also found a naked picture of me as well.
Oh, no.
Because you know, I said I'd never take a picture because it's out there for the world.
Yeah.
We did one where it was an instant one and I got my boobs covered and stuff, but we hid it under a plant pot in the house.
Oh, what?
What
a nice place to hide it, as you do, under a plant pot.
And she found it. And you know, I know she'd found it because I walked in and she was showing Chris's auntie the picture of me with... And she's like, oh, look at that.
She's got a nice set.
Anyway, I digress. Oh, hang on. I need to read this in my head before I read it out. It's a lot. Who is on your pass list, i.e. the three people your partner would allow you to have sex with?
Oh. Sam and I have discussed this before, and he knows I have a massive, massive, massive love for Liam Frey from the Curtainers, and I would say he's on my pass list. But I follow him on Instagram, and every time Liam Frey puts a picture up, I like it. Sam also follows him, and Sam always screenshots. Lynn on the radio likes, and he just puts like the little emoji with the roll eyes, like, oh God, there you go again. So he's on it.
Yeah. Three's a lot.
Three is a lot.
Clearly John and his missus have got, you know, a long list of lovers that they'd have.
I did have on there, I mean, I don't know if he still is, but the Radio X DJ, Dan O'Connell, and Sam didn't quite like the fact that he was on the list because he said he was maybe a bit too accessible.
Yeah.
So he was a bit like, you can't have him. So yeah, he would probably be on the list as well. But I'm pretty sure if he knocked on my door and said, right, Lynn, come on for a quickie, I'm not quite sure Sam would be like, I own you, go doll, bash on.
Yeah. You've got to go big time.
Got to go big.
You know, you've got to be picking like J-Lo if you're the guy. Or
yeah, exactly.
You're not going to bump into that person.
Yeah, I'm picking people too close to home.
Oh, you ain't giving me a third. John wants three. Gerard Butler, why aren't you picking Gerard Butler?
I like Gerard Butler. He would probably be in it about 10 years ago, Lisa. Yeah.
I will. I mean, if he's listening, then I'm going to regret this. But he has gone downhill a little tiny bit. But he went and played football at Celtic Park, you know. So he was like on the proper pass list. And then he was very accessible, like you say, because Chris played for Celtic at the time and he played this Legends game. And I pleaded with Chris to get me in there. And he was like, no. Because I would have gone up and said, I love you, Gerard. Yeah. Please take me.
Way too accessible.
It was that bloody accent that he did in PS I Love You. when he did the Irish accent, which actually got voted the second worst accent, secondary to Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins.
That was
pretending
a dodgy.
To be a Cockney.
That was bad.
But I liked it. I've got a thing for an Irish accent.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Oh. Gerard Butler does have something about him, but he wouldn't be on my pass list. There's so many more people, but you know when you're on the spot and you can't think? Probably, when you say three, I've probably got about 20. I just can't think of them all right now. Right, here we go. It's your turn. Let me get a wee question for you in the sex bucket. How many sexual partners have you had?
Has That's your, cheeky, John.
Has your partner had more?
Oh, this is cheeky. Right, okay. I'm not going to give you the number.
Okay.
Because I'm a
come on!
I will say you can count them on one hand very easily. But bearing in mind, I got with Chris when I was 17.
I was going to say, you were with him when you were very young. So that's a good thing.
Yes. So there you are. I've pretty much told you. But, you know, I don't want people shouting, four at me. So, yeah.
But that's actually a decent number. I mean, 24, 104.
What are you then?
I honestly don't even ask me that question. I don't know.
Shut up. Of course you know.
I honestly don't know.
John,
I couldn't hand them all up.
A pen and paper. We'll make a list.
No, I'm not making a fucking list.
We'll start at the bottom. Sam. It was Sam, wasn't it? The last person you had sex with.
Yeah.
Right, now go back the way. Who was before Sam? Your ex-husband. Husband.
Yeah,
ex.
And then,
and
oh, fuck up, John.
John seems to
think. Yeah, I did. There was a period in between the ex-husband and previous and new husband.
Oh, right. Oh,
well,
sorry,
I say I new. Sam's not my new hubby. But there's a period in between ex-hubby and current hubby of, you know, maybe a few.
Fuck, we're going to need more paper, John.
That's why I think we should move on, Lisa.
Do you know what?
I mean, I've had a great day. But I'd just like to, you to take the sex bucket. Thank you.
Mine was a naughty one, that one.
Oh, dear.
What is your ultimate sex fantasy?
Oh. Now, when you say ultimate sex fantasy, I think in terms of movies and stuff, because that's where you always think about things that happen in the movies. I always loved that scene in Dirty Dancing. We've spoken about this ages ago, yeah. Where she is in the room. No, he's in the room and she goes in and they kind of take each other's clothes off and have a dance to Solomon Burke and Cry to Me. And then they kind of fall into the bed and have sex. That gets me all the time.
That's a bit romantic for you.
I know it is.
I'd have thought different.
I actually really like that.
Doesn't part of your fantasy count on the fact that when you watch porn, you always write bearded man something? Does that not count?
No, I think if anything, a fantasy for me is just maybe something a little bit like just wild, like maybe on the chance that you could get caught but you can't, so maybe outside somewhere. Maybe like in a car, in a park. I lost my virginity in a park, but that was like years and years ago,
taking it right back so maybe, to the day dot.
Yeah, but I think see now I think fantasies aren't really a thing because sex is so out there now and people,
of course fantasy's a thing.
Yeah, but it's, I think fantasy is more of a kind of movie type thing. You watch a movie and you go, oh, that's a good bit, and then you get that into your head and that's kind of your fantasy, don't you think? What's your fantasy?
I want to put my private parts on a bald man's head.
Oh yeah, that's such a weird fantasy to have.
Why do I feel that that's going to be that little emoji thing that pops up? I don't mean a bald man like the man from Crystal Maze. Can you stop the ferns, please? I don't mean like
Richard O'Brien.
Yeah, I don't mean Richard O'Brien. I mean like a sexy bald man.
Think of other bald men, right? Let's go through some bald men. Grant from EastEnders.
No.
Max from EastEnders.
Why
is just spilling everybody from EastEnders?
Jason Statham.
Is he bald?
Well, yeah, he is, isn't he?
I don't like a pretend bald man. Hold on. I like a genuine bald man.
Oh,
The Rock. I love The Rock.
The Rock. I'm going to Google famous bald men.
The Rock. Yeah.
And then I'll give you a list and we can find out who you would go for. Richard O'Brien, certainly not. Jason Statham's come up.
Let me see him now.
Oh, that's a good one of him.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, let me see.
Oh, he's nice in that photo.
Oh, that's who... Jason... Sorry,
that's who I meant. John just said Jason Statham. You're like, no.
Jason Statham. For some reason, I thought...
What about Harry Hill?
No! No, not Harry Hill. That collar would get in the way. And his glasses. I don't want a bald man that's got to take his glasses off.
No, no.
I want to just... I don't know what, where it comes from, but I just would like
Does
to
Chris
just,
know this?
No.
Well, he does know.
I don't know what I'd do when I'd got his head between my legs.
Oh, that, honestly, the thought of that is making me feel sick.
Shut up.
It just is. It's just, it's wrong. It's wrong. Right, move on. Get another question.
Right. Next.
Oh, is it me?
No, it's it? Me. Yeah, I take over yours. I'll give you another one.
Okay.
I'll give you another one. If you... John is an absolute pillock. He's gone for it. You know, to say he's so tame, he's got us. If you were to have a threesome,
oh god,
who would you choose to have it with? Would you pick two men? I wouldn't pick two men.
So I would probably
Right, well, don't take Sam into consideration of what he'd want, though. This is your threesome, babe. You deserve this.
Well, I mean, we just talked a wee while ago who would be on the pass list, so obviously I'm thinking one of these people would be in the threesome. Or if it had to be a female, then I think I'd be quite happy for Sam to choose if it was a female, as long as she was good-looking, honestly.
Nice housewife.
As long as she was good-looking. I mean, obviously, we've had some good-looking guests in here. Sage. Yeah. I would let Sage bash on into the bedroom with us.
You would
In fact,
not.
Maybe I would not. I'd be like, right, Sam, fucking close your eyes. She's beautiful.
If it was you to pick, just you, and it was you and Sam, would you have a man or a woman for your own benefit?
I would probably go for a woman.
I would.
Yeah.
I would definitely. Two willies coming at you, I'd be like, yeah. What to do with myself?
They're not the most attractive things. And actually, you would be like, right, where are you putting that? One, no.
Oh, no. Like a pig
spit
on
roast.
A spit. Like a pig on a spit. Oh, no. Just give me a couple of boobs on the plate then. Yeah, defo. I think it's your turn again.
I've just got visions of guys coming at you with their dicks, and you've just been like, oh, duck, where are you going with that? Yeah, get the Hoover out.
get your wife instead. So I'll do you another one because I've took over yours
you've
again.
You've fucking done about three in a row now. Just taking over the sex bucket.
Sorry, I hijack them. What's the most sex you've had in one day?
Oh, I can't actually think. I would say probably maybe three times. Which, I know that's not a lot.
That's lame. That's really...
That is, but...
Look at me, now I found mine.
That's lame. Fucking 20 times a day. But, I mean, see, bonus, I can't actually remember, but Sam used to live in Cyprus. And before kids, and when I was a little bit slimmer, we would... obviously, it's sunny and you get a wee bit more horny, so sometimes it maybe be in the morning, and then after the beach when you've got that horny thing, and then maybe at night, so maybe three or four times, but I don't think any more than that. Fuck's sake, Lisa. There's only, like... 24 hours in a day.
Well, my most in a day is 7.
What?
And me and Chris had not been together long, and there were 7 times, and he actually said to me at bedtime, every time we get into bed, we don't have to have sex. My God, does that boy regret ever using them words? Because can you imagine how many times he's got to eat them words? And I go, a wise man once said to me, every time, he's like, I know what I said. 20 years ago, get over it. Yeah.
7 times.
7 times. That's pretty
God,
good.
God, you must have had nothing else to do.
Well, yeah, it's like fresh though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's always like that back in the day.
I'd have thought you'd have had more sex than 3 times in a day. It's like a one big one-off because you're kinky.
No, I actually can't remember. I mean, I think maybe at the beginning with me and Sam, yeah, we had nothing on, but we were doing other things as well, not just having sex all the time, for goodness sake, Lisa.
Conversation.
All about fucking sex. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I'm glad this is you.
Oh, no. It's making me feel funny.
Have you ever had anal? Fucking hell.
Jesus, John, you've really, really been for it. Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right, Lisa.
Don't pass me a bucket, for God's sake. You've got a gammy foot. Your hands work fine. How many dates did you go on before you slept with your partner?
None.
How? There you are.
Didn't go on any fucking dates. I met him at the Broxton Roundabout in Perth because we'd been chatting online for ages, and then we went home to mine and went straight to bed.
That's disgusting.
It's not. We've been chatting for ages and obviously had sex chat and stuff.
That's you?
Yeah.
How long's ages?
We'd been chatting...
2 weeks on Tuesday.
2 days. No, we'd been chatting for probably about 3 or 4 months.
Oh, right.
And it went from tweeting to, like, DMs to WhatsApping to then phoning. And for maybe just before I met him, like, for a month of phone calls and texts every day. It was constant. It was like we were having a relationship, but we hadn't really met, if that makes sense. We'd FaceTimed and stuff. So then when I met him, I obviously felt like I'd known him for ages and we were practically in a relationship. So it felt totally fine. Look at us now.
Weirdos.
Married with kids.
Weirdos. Online relationship.
We know the answer to this one. Have you got a sex toy? If so, what is it?
Well, would you believe it? No, I haven't. I haven't got any because when I moved house, I threw them in the bin.
Threw them in the bin?
I got two.
Two.
I do like a sex toy. Not going to lie. But no, I thought, you know, out with the old. You know when I said I was going to get rid of my underwear drawers? Mm-hmm. Well, I kept them under there. So I just thought, you know what? You deserve a new one.
Do you use sex toys with Chris or just by yourself?
Just by myself.
Does he know that you've got them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because...
Here we go. A story. You know this is going to be good.
It's not that good, but I tended to keep them at the side of the bed in like a little drawer at the side of the bed. And when we was moving, that's where they were. So sometimes keep them in my drawer, but you know, quick access, side of the bed. And Chris couldn't open the drawer. It was stuck. And he's babe, I can't get the dildo drawer undone. And I'm like, because we don't really talk like that to each other. We are a bit sort of. And I'm like feeling a bit flustered. And I'm like, well, just try and get it out, Chris, because the removal men are coming. And, you know, and he had to get literally a hammer and he's smashing it round the back. And I think that's actually what made me throw them in the bin because I was like, we'll just put those in the bin. We'll just get those away. But he called it the dildo drawer. And I thought, there's my checkbook in there as well. Don't just call it the dildo.
Yeah, I have other stuff in there, like my earrings. And
yeah, there's a couple of bobbles, a couple of hair grips, a couple of dildos.
I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas now. I'll get you a sex toy.
Please do.
I'll replace them.
Please do. Get me a good one. Do you know what I want? That one that looks like a microphone.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I would like. But you have to plug that in out before I electrocute myself.
That'll be a bloody expensive one, Lisa.
It's £70, but you're on the radio, so you're loaded.
I'm talking about just popping into bloody Ann Summers and getting a wee... In fact, I was going to say a cheapo one, but actually they're not so cheap in there either. Go on
like
Amazon.
Like a little bullet. Don't give me one of them little tuppence ticklers. I want a proper one.
I'm going to get on Amazon. I'll get you a right good one.
I've got a story. Can I tell it
yet? Yes!
This is so funny. So this week I purchased us... a gift together.
Okay.
So when I went on...
Where is it?
Well, so I'm on Amazon on my phone and I ordered it and I thought, oh, and then it came up, Chris Commons, our address. And I'm like, oh, okay, brilliant. Even better, he'll be paying for it. So managed to order this on my phone. So he must have used my phone at some point. So the other day, he's not expecting because I've never ordered anything off Amazon before. So Chris shouted, Lisa, I think someone's hacked into my Amazon or have you ordered two sets of fanny weights? And I had to go, oh no, I ordered the fanny weights. And he's like, two sets. I went, for me and Lynn. Because I thought, we get really competitive, don't we? Well, I get a bit competitive.
What the fuck and are we going to do with them?
Well, I thought we could have a fanny weight competition to see who could hold the most.
Oh, I like that. Well, if you download all the episodes, we might be back with a second one. Not only will we come in dressed up, we'll have a fanny weight competition.
Yeah, I thought we could go away and then we could, like, see how long we could keep it in. Because I read a review, and one woman's review was hilarious, and she said, you know, I do my pelvic floor and I would say that I'm fairly... tight, and she said, I couldn't believe that my vagina let me down so badly because she popped it in and it just dropped back out. And I thought, I could do this. You can imagine me. Oh, I could do this.
I thought, can fit five of them up there. Woo!
I couldn't fit five up, babe. I could keep it up for 5 minutes. There's a big difference. So I thought, I'll get me a new fanny weights. $16.99 each. Oh. I know. And then Chris messaged me yesterday saying your fanny weights have arrived. And I said, oh, well, so.
So now you've got two sets.
One up my arse and one up my I'll post it you and you can let me know. Yeah. Because we should really have a fanny off.
We'll
do it at the Christmas party.
We will. Or we could do it over FaceTime. That would be good fun.
We will not. Get that bucket.
Yeah. Imagine Chris or Sam just bursting into the bedroom. We're like, right, that's been up for 3 minutes now. What about you, Lisa? Oh, duck, five minutes.
Well, we'll be sweating like his legs are trembling because we're just trying his best. Really, I mean, I don't know how we'll get producer John in this because He's not. But if we had a dress on, yeah, and he'd just know because something hit the floor. Lynn, you're out. And I'm like, ah, yeah.
We'll get John involved. We'll do like a conference FaceTime. Get everybody involved. Anybody else want to join it, by the way? Purchase some fanny weights and we'll set everybody up on one big FaceTime. And have a wee shot. Right, okay, into the sex bucket for the next one. Lisa.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. Biggest you have ever had.
That's naughty.
I fucking hope it's Chris. I'll be sadly disappointed.
The best bit of this is, I've got no option than just to say Chris.
Yeah.
It's not worth getting leathered if I got home. So Chris Collins is the biggest that I've ever had. Who's the biggest you've ever had, Lynn?
Obviously your husband. Sam. Not a we chance of I saying anybody else.
You, John.
But do, I think Sam actually probably is.
Yeah,
honest.
Me too, yeah. Anyway, give that bucket.
Yeah, it's your turn.
This is a fun game. I'm getting into it.
This
is a fun game.
This could be a great game for Christmas. Weekends. Yeah, Christmas Day.
Hey,
with your granny and everybody around the table. Right, we're going to play a game called the Sex Bucket. Right, Papa, you're up first.
Papa, what's your favourite sex position? What's your favourite sex position, Limbo?
Oh.
Don't try and make it spicy. Just tell me genuinely.
Do you know what? I actually do genuinely like doggy style. I don't know why. I think because if I'm in that position, I feel quite comfortable because I'm having like a bit of a fat day or something. Yeah. Then he doesn't need to see any of the front of me. It's just the back. Now and again, I turn around and do a token. Oh, that's so good. That kind of thing, you know.
Token just. Do you know when you do that? Are you literally hands and knees, or do you get the duvet, roll it up into a big ball, and then you can use it and be extra lazy?
So I sometimes do that with the pillows. If it's on bed, I'll do that. Sometimes I'll be like over the bed. So my feet are on the floor, but you know, I've got a sore ankle, so I'm not able to do that just now. But sometimes I'll kind of be like standing on the floor, bent over, and Sam will be on like tiptoes. That's if the kids are downstairs and it's like, we've got 10 minutes, bang, let's get this done, guys. But yeah, I would probably say that's my favourite position. And actually, to be fair, I just like missionary position. I think there's some good ways if you're lying. This is getting too deep now. I feel like if you're lying with your legs up and wrapped round the person.
Round the waist or round the neck?
Like round the waist or the neck. That's kind of missionary with a twist.
That goes too far for me. When your legs are around the back of the neck, I feel like it goes too far and it makes me
feel like it's coming out your mouth. Well, like going right up you.
It makes, nobody can see this, but it makes me want to use my hands to stop the hips from being able to go because there's eight of them.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
To stop them.
Yeah, but that's, what about you? What's your favourite position?
Well, it's not my question, is it? But yeah, as lazy as possible.
I'm going to open this one because it's a big one. It makes me think, it's just the way it's been cut. Have you ever dressed up for a partner? If so, what did you wear?
Yes, I have, quite a few times. Because whenever Chris would go away for pre-season training with football, he'd be away for like 2-3 weeks and I used to order something. I don't do that shit now.
No.
So I've had a nurse's outfit.
A maid?
Do you remember with the stethoscope? Let's not even do that again. But yeah, stethoscope. And then I had a red and white polka dot outfit and it had got like blue fishnet stockings with it.
This actually sounds like an Anne Summers thing,
wasn't
it?
It was Anne Summers.
Because I had a blue thing from Anne Summers and it was blue. It was like a blue boob tube with blue panties and they had cherries hanging from them.
Panties.
And I had blue like knee fishnet things and it was all Anne Summers.
Yeah.
I was going through a phase there of being wacky and cool.
Yeah.
Not so cool now.
Chris once bought me for Christmas a outfit and I was honestly disgusted with this outfit.
Was it crotchless?
It was like really, really filthy. And he put a permanent marker cross on the front and that was supposed to be on Christmas Day so that he'd know to hang back with it, but he didn't. I'm firing through my presents.
In front of the kids?
No, we didn't have kids. Oh, that all stopped years ago, darling, years ago. And we sat in front of his mum and stepdad and I fired into that and I'm like, what is this? And he went, babe, that's for... And his mum just thought it were really funny. She's like, let's have a look.
Oh,
and I'm trying
God.
To scrunch it in. But
where's the crotch?
But he didn't pay a lot for it because it come in like a plasticky-looking crap bag. So he probably ordered it off Amazon anyway.
eBay. Yeah, buy a lot on eBay. The thing is with eBay is the fucking sizes. Oh, it's your turn. Who is it?
Yeah. Is it my turn? What is your partner's forte in the bedroom?
Well, where do I start?
Look at you, because it's episode 10 and you don't want to piss anybody off. Best bits, where do I begin?
Where do I begin? So many. No, Sam is actually very good at many different things. One includes, I don't really, I just sometimes feel, because he goes out running and listens to the podcast. One of these days he's going to fucking run straight into a car with the stuff that I say. He's very good at going down there.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, very good at that. And actually, we always have a bit of role play where we kind of ramp up a wee bit, where we do this kind of like we talk dirty to each other when we're having sex.
What do you say? Tell me what you say.
Just things like I'll be a bit slutty and stuff.
Don't
like that.
Brush over it. Tell me, babe, this is sex rated. When you came for the interview, you were like, oh, I love sex. I'm going off the radio and I love sex. Tell me what
now
the
I'm like,
talk
oh, yeah,
is.
We just went to bed and had a nap.
What are you saying?
So
give me like 20 seconds of it.
Oh, no, I can't. Fuck off.
give me 10 seconds. Babe.
So we'll just kind of, to get into it, like, you have to be in the mood. I feel like I need to be in the mood. I mean, I'm not saying I want you to jump on top of me and we'll do like a kind of reconstruction of us having sex, but we'll kind of get into it and we'll be like...
Do you want to tweak your nipples?
No, thanks.
Okay. No, thank you, though. No, thanks.
We'll kind of just get into the zone, and sometimes it'll be like, oh, do you like fucking sluts and stuff like that?
You say that.
Yeah. Cause,
hey, don't call yourself a slut.
No, but that, it's just...
don't, Sam... I know you're out jogging. Lay off my pal.
In the moment, though, these things are sexy.
I don't know.
Get you going.
I'd be like, do you like fucking a princess? Well, you've got the queen. That's what I'd say.
Stuff like that, but you have to be in the moment. And obviously,
what does he say when you say, do you like fucking?
Oh, he'll be like, yeah, and he'll be like, pull my hair back and stuff. It's just like sexy and that's what happens. It kind of gets you in the mood rather than just lying there and like staring at each other and thinking, did I take that fucking chicken out for dinner tomorrow? Like that kind of thing. It's nice to get at the moment. And to be fair, we don't get that long. So when we do, it's like, let's just get into it and do a bit of role play. So sometimes we'll just...
As long as you're comfortable
I am.
With what you're saying. And he's not making you say that, Lynn, because I will go up there and pop his ass with something. Because you're a little princess.
He'd probably like that.
You'll be glad to know we've got four left.
Okay. Oh, it's me.
Oh, is it? Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Do you like
backwards? Oldest person you've done it with?
Well, that's good. That's quite boring, I suppose. For me, it would be... Well, because it was a long time ago, so it's going to be somebody early 20s.
But the back then, you would have been...
16.
Oh. Cutting it fine there. I can have people knocking at the fucking door soon. The wolf back hunters are coming round.
I don't know why that's so bad.
Early 20s. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just because when you say 16, you sound so young. I mean, I think when I was 20, I remember sleeping with a 30-year-old. And at the time, when you're 20, I think when you look at somebody, I think he was maybe 30 or 31. I just remember thinking, oh my God, he's so old. Oh. And actually now, it's not. I'm like nearly 35 and I don't see somebody at 45 as being mega old. But I think when you're kind of that 18, 19, 20, you still see people who are at the big 30 as being old.
I've not listened to a word you've just said because I'm writing...
that's fantastic.
I'm writing a list of people. And, so it's 21.
He would have been 21.
Yeah, and I'm just going to get this little bit of paper now and...
And you were 16?
Yeah. Give us your best... fake orgasm. Yes, John.
Oh. I was hoping you would get that one.
What do you mean you open our gate? Oh, duck. Right, give us your best.
You do not say, oh, duck, when you have an orgasm, do you?
I'm not sure.
I can imagine you fucking do. Oh, duck.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Oh, God, yeah, probably.
Have you?
I mean, I think I've done it before. I don't do it all the time, but yeah, I have. I think everybody has. Anybody that says they haven't are liars.
I don't think I have.
Lies. Lies.
No, but why would you, to get it over with quick?
I don't know how... Well, it depends if you've got stuff to do or if you're just not in the mood, tired.
Every time you have sex, do you have an orgasm?
No.
No, and I don't. So I'm more than happy to sort of say, I don't feel like I've got to go...
Yeah, no, neither do I.
Done.
Yeah.
So maybe if I'd have had, you know, more partners, and then I might feel like, to make the guy feel better,
yeah,
then I might go, oh, in the early stages. But no, I don't, I'm not bothered if I have one every time.
Yeah, no, me too. Okay, next question.
Anyway, your fake, give us your best.
I don't
fake.
Know how to do a fake orgasm.
Well, just try.
It's very difficult to fake an orgasm in this situation.
Well, try.
With a microphone in front of me. But this is like my job, and John's sitting at the side of me and you're sitting drinking a can of Diet Iron Brew in front of me, looking, going, come on.
Come on. Don't be hardy. That's rubbish. I'd be so much better.
You do one then. Come on. Here we go. Watch this. The master's at work.
Stomach.
Don't hear anything, Lisa.
I've shat it. I can't do it.
I've shat it. At least I tried.
You did try. Ooh. Duck. Wait.
Sounds like we're in fucking pain.
No, but if, let's pretend you were doing a party game and someone says, right, do you, you'd go, you'd be dramatic.
Yeah, you would go,
So a fake orgasm has got to be like, John, you're a sicko. Why are we even entertaining John?
John wants it so he can record it and use it
against
when
us.
He's having a wank.
I don't think so.
That's why John's asking us these bloody questions.
We have fired another one right back at you, John.
I know. Oh, we know the answer to this.
Okay.
Ever sent a nude to a partner or made a video?
No.
Because you said before, you've said this many a time, once it's out there.
I'm a big believer in this, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big believer. Say no to nudes.
I've never made a video before.
Hmm.
Have I? No, I haven't. I think making a video, I mean, we've all been in a WhatsApp group where there's videos that come steamrolling in of people having sex, or really, you know, these videos that make it around the WhatsApp groups. And that, for me, I think now would probably stop me from making a video, because these kind of things scare me a little bit. I've seen some mental ones.
Honestly, I feel really passionate about it. And I think everyone that listens to the show should speak to their children, boys or girls of that age, and say, do not do it. Do not do it. Do not send them. Say no to nudes.
She's managed to get her mumsiness in there. Oh, it's you. You're the, oh, no.
It's the last one of your bucket of
the
tragedy.
Please be good.
It's not bad, actually. Strangest place you've ever had sex?
Oh. The strangest place is either when I lost my virginity and it was in a field, because for that was random. I would never just...
Where does John want us to say? On a rocket ship?
No.
Where does he want us
on
to
a plane.
Be? On a plane. That
never done
be
it in a plane. Never done it on a train. I've done it in a car before, in a car park.
And that's not nice.
Actually...
Oh, in a car.
Yeah, in a car, yeah. Like at the driver's bit, so we just push the seat back. And on the bonnet of a car in a like woods, just off a dirt track on the road.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
That was many moons ago.
Well, thank you, John, for our livelihood going out with a bang.
John, don't you think, because it's the last one, we should take a couple out of the sex bucket and ask you?
We could put him in and let him pick his own deck.
Reshuffle.
Right, shut your eyes. You get one each.
Sounds like a 10-year-old. It's my game.
Right,
John.
This one's for me. Right. How many dates did you go on before you slept with your partner, John?
Cunt partner.
Yes.
Well, three.
Oh.
I think he's lying, but anyway.
Three?
I'll pick you another one.
No, I actually quite believe that for John. John seems like a three-date kind of guy, and then straight on in there. Ever sent a nude to a partner or made a video?
No.
Why not, John?
But, no, I've been married 10 years.
But before you were married, did you ever send a nude to your current partner?
It was like camera phones and all that didn't exist at that point.
Have you ever took a picture of you, Willie, ever?
No.
Has your missus ever took a picture of anything of hers and sent it to you?
No.
Good for you, John.
There
Good
you
for
go.
You.
Listen to your advice, Lisa.
Yes, say no to nudes.com.
Is that it then? Great, fantastic. Let's just end that segment. Lovely. Sex Bucket Challenge.
Sex Rated with Lisa Haig and Lynn Hogan. Real women talk real sex.
It's Sex Rated podcast, and we're going to tell you about Sir Medispa, who are located in Uddingston, run by Karen, your friend Lisa.
She is. She's my super friend, absolutely beautiful. And you've not been in yet, Lynn, but I need to take you to Sir Medispa because it is the bee's knees. So I go in there and get a few little bits and bobs done. Well, I'll tell you what, I make out as if I'm going and getting Botox every 2 minutes, and I'm not, because I go in and I get a little bit of Botox and I have started to get a little bit of filler. But the last time that I went in, she said, you don't need anything else for under your eye, you need this. So she's quite big on giving you products which are cheaper than ended up having to, you know, go in and get Botox. She's trustworthy. She's a good woman in the industry because she's not just out there taking money. She gives you what she thinks that you need to enhance what you've already got.
Yeah, that's exactly what we want. She's been treating thousands of faces over the past 12 years with Botox and derma filler, like you were just saying. And she's got cool laser treatment just now. It's an advanced skin treatment, and it uses ultra short energy pulses. And basically, the Kardashians and stuff have been using this. So you've maybe seen it if you watch that, or if you read the magazines, you'll know all about it. But it helps to treat stretch marks and deep wrinkles, mole and skin tag removal, skin tightening, and also scar reduction and removal, which for me would be great. I have stretch marks as well, so I'd kind of like this treatment. I'd like to try it.
It does sound really, really good, as well as helping with snoring on top of that. I mean, you could almost book in his and hers.
Yeah.
You could be getting something lifted, tightened or reduced. Pop your partner in for a little snore.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Snore treatment.
3 sessions of having the soft palate treated. Snoring is said to be reduced in most by up to 76%. That is a good percentage for snoring. So yeah, like Lisa said, you could go and get the cool laser treatment. It's the new in skin treatment used by the Kardashians. Helps for loads of things like your skin tightening and your wrinkles, and also stretch marks if you've had babies, if it's something that kind of annoys you. Some people don't mind them. I've got them on my legs. I've had them for years, but when I put fake tan on, you can see them more.
You feel like you can see more.
Yeah.
Well, this machine that she's got, it's short energy pulses, and it has the highest possible absorption of water, which gives the best results. And that's the thing about Karen. What I do notice is, not to slate other industries, but Karen gets the best in, and she makes sure that the results are going to be the best. So she invests in the best equipment. So she is the best. She's Sir Medispa, based in Uddingston. And that's S-U-R, Medi, M-E-D-I, Spa, S-P-A, .co.uk.
So every week on Sex Rated, we do the funny thing about sex, where you send in your funny sex stories. We have loved having these in. Some have been a bit dodgy. And this week's comes from James.
A friend of mine went out with this guy. They went to a football game, grabbed some food, and proceeded back to his room at the uni halls. He then went to the bathroom, and when he returned, the guy was wearing nothing but a nappy and asked my friend to treat him like a baby. My friend quickly got the hell out of Dodge.
Oh no, that baby role play thing is not for me.
Do you know what I find so shocking about that is? That's something to be discussed.
Yeah.
I mean, disgusting. But to be discussed before, wouldn't you think that he'd go, I know this in everyone's cup of tea,
but this is
so I'm going to bring
like
this up in convo rather than getting Pampers and some Sudocrem all over his arse.
No, I know. That's definitely a no-no for me. And like you say, it is something that you would kind of need to slip into conversation at some point.
Yeah.
This is kind of what I'm into. Are you? No.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
it. Have you been
to
the cinema lately? Do you like pasta? How about baby role play? You know, you can't just walk out and fire an appy on.
No, it's not ideal. Sick. I'd have ran out of there as well.
You know, they do that so that they can poo in the nappy and they can get changed. It's not like just to sit
Lisa.
There. But babe, I didn't know whether you knew this or not. But they do it so that they can poo in it and they get cleaned. And it's that. I mean, there's going to be a million people out there going, but that to me is, you're just looking to be cared for and you're going about it the wrong way.
That's honestly making
warm
me
bath.
Feel ill.
You could get a warm bath and a cup of tea. And that is being cared for. You don't need to shit your pants.
Don't want to shit a nappy and then have somebody wiping it with baby wipes. And oh, no.
And I mean, like, you know when you do a real baby's nappy and it's like just
like
a man turd. It's going to be a big dirty log. I mean, you're just going to flick that out of the nappy. It's going to be
Lisa! 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 Listen, people are just about to have their fucking dinner.
I can't deal with all that cum-malarkey. No, no. I've got a bit of poo. I could do a poo story.
No.
Look at me. Look at you with your little eyeballs watering.
Poo for me, no, not a poo.
I'm not for poo. I'm not saying yes to poo, but...
There's the episode title.
I'm going to leave it there before I dig the hole.
Well, we would normally say if you've got any funny stories, send them in, but this is episode 10. So but still send them in.
Keep your funny stories to yourself.
No, you can still send them in because we actually love them and we'll just sit and giggle away ourselves. You can get involved on Instagram at Sex Rated Podcast. We're on Facebook as well, Sex Rated, and we're on Twitter. Just go find us, send us your funny stories and we'll just have a giggle. And if we do come back with a second season, we'll fire them on then.
Did anybody slide into the DMs with a fanny picture? You know, when I said we'd pick Fanny of the Week a couple of weeks ago?
No.
No, you didn't.
Thank God.
John was highly disappointed at that, I think. So that's us at the end of Sex Rated, episode 10.
Dog. It is a bit sad, isn't it? It is a bit sad.
Yeah.
And I've loved the feedback from everyone. I've loved it when people have messaged me saying, I was on the train today pissing myself, or people wondered what I was laughing at. And, you know, I do. It's been good fun. It's been really good. Good.
And it's so funny. A couple of girls messaged me. One, my friend Natalie, was out for a walk with the dog and she's got a wee baby boy just now, Miller, and she said she was out the house, she was walking, and she said her words were, I nearly actually pissed myself. She was laughing so much. And another girl messaged me, said she was listening in the bath and her hubby shouted, what the hell you got on up there? So yeah, listen to it in many different places and we hope you've enjoyed it. We've had fun.
We have had fun, yeah.
We've had some good, right guests, like good laugh with the guests. There's been some belters in there. And my favourite out of everything is you always trying to compete with everybody. Oh, I can do that better. I can do that. I can do that better.
I feel like I can. If we do come back ever, we've got a lot to prove because one of the things that we would have to do is I would have to follow through with being the better pole dancer, with being the better cams worker or sex therapist. I mean, Silver, I reckon I could do his job as well. Bring them all in.
Yeah, you're always trying to up your game and go one better than everybody else. So if we do come back, then I think we're going to revisit some of the things we've spoken about and we'll get you dancing like you said you were going to do, a bit of slut dropping.
But we have got one bit of unfinished business,
mm-hmm.
and that would be who's got the strongest vagina with our vagina weights. Now,
just a shame we don't have them here.
Whether we come back or not, we're going to do this, aren't we? I'll invite you over for dinner and then we'll just go and have a fanny off.
Oh, lovely. Will that be after the dessert or before the main? Or when do you think we'll do the fanny weight competition?
I'm going to get you pissed first because I feel like you might loosen up a bit. And I'm going to give myself just straight water and be sat there doing pelvic floor tensing. Oh, I could crack a nut in this baby.
We should do this and we'll just put it on the Instagram page. That's it. We'll just take over one night and fire up our competition on there. Fuck everybody else. So thank you for listening. We've had a blast and hopefully we'll speak again soon. Not going to say anything, Lisa. You're looking very sad over there.
Ducky, I am sad because it's the last one, but I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wear a condom. Not talking to you, Lynn. Oh, talking to the visitors, the listeners. Use a condom. Don't be sending nudes out. And get checked out. STIs,
and
you know.
What else are you not going to give anybody? A final piece of advice on the best Hoover to pick.
Well, I do favour the Shark. Cordless is what I do.
Other, you know, Hoovers are available.
If you've got a nice sized house, you'll get away with the two battery packs. That's enough.
Right, John, cut off.
See you, everybody. Bye.
Cut off.
This is 4 Network.